You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next, we have the third installment in our series, My Life, My Stories. If you missed the previous ones, My Life, My Stories is a local nonprofit working to gather oral histories of San Francisco seniors with a larger mission of engaging elders in general. Today, we'll hear the story of Sam Alicia Duke. She was born in Nebraska, but in 1942, she moved with her mother, Chris, and her older brother to California. While her teachers commended her intelligence, her education was interrupted because of a childhood illness. Here, Sam recounts the consequences of renouncing Catholicism.
I had always been put into Catholic schools, although I was a non-believer from the time I was a baby. And all these years, I had been going to this youth group at the church and so on. Well, I just up and told the pastor of the church who was had the youth group. I said, I was sick and tired of being Catholic. I had never believed in it. I had argued against it from the time I was in first grade when I was 4 years old. And I said, I'm going to renounce Catholicism. Can I do it at your church? And he said, well, why do you want to renounce Catholicism? And I said, basically because I never have believed in that particular concept of Christianity. And I was never really sure about Christianity anyway. And so he said that if I wanted to renounce Catholicism, I could do it at his church, which I did on the third Sunday of May, 1949. Anyway, I publicly renounced Catholicism and went to the beach and came back home. And one of the members of the youth group, a very staunch Catholic woman, called Chris to tell her that, did you know? And of course, Chris didn't know. And so that Monday morning, I did not go to school. Chris had taken me down to the juvenile authorities and told them that I had done this absolutely horrible thing and that I was incorrigible, I wasn't recanting it, and blah, 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 blah. Just so happened that the juvenile court judge was a Catholic man that my brother knew. And so they wound up, I never did finish going to the last 2 weeks of school at my junior year. I wound up being put into what they call juvenile hall in Los Angeles as an incorrigible delinquent child. So I was made a ward of the court, taken away from Chris. I was placed in a work home. You could go to school 4 hours a day and then work in the home as a cook, cleaner, babysitter at all. And you would get $5 a week cash. And the people who you lived with gave you your room and board. And I was working in the house about 14, 15 hours a day, going to school 4 hours a day. And I wound up getting sick again. So in April, I had a complete collapse at school, and ambulance called, blah, 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 and was taken back after I got out of the hospital. I was taken back to juvenile hall. So I was in juvenile hall, and my social worker had asked me what I wanted to do, so I was going to be finished with high school. So I told her that I really, really, really would love to go live with my father if he would have me. And I didn't know my father at all, but he had been very kind to me when I was a child living in Omaha. So that was arranged, and a court hearing was held, and I was going to go to be with my father in Minnesota. Of course, Chris and my brother were having fits about this, but that was too bad. I was delighted to be having a chance to go meet my father. I was delighted to be getting out of Chris's house. All of a sudden, the first week of June, the judge who had originally put me in juvenile hall miraculously reversed the other judge's hearing that I would go to, and I was going to be sent back home to Chris. And the only thing you could do back then when you were going to be 18 years old, a girl could get married at 18 without parental permission in California. A boy couldn't. So I set upon determining that I would somehow or other get married when I was 18 to get away from her. And as it turned out, I was successful in finding a boy that I could marry.
That's Sam Alicia Duke. She lives in San Francisco's SoMa district and is a member of Senior and Disability Action. Though she's mostly confined to a motorized wheelchair, you can still find her at protests fighting for the rights of disabled San Franciscans. That story was part of the project My Life, My Stories. It was edited by KLW's Emma McAvoy. My Life, My Stories is hosting a free live storytelling event this Sunday, November 11th at 7 p.m. Seniors will share their memories of what brought them to San Francisco. That's at Adobe Books in the Mission. You can listen to the three-part series online or subscribe to the Cross Currents podcast. Go to kalw.org and click Cross Currents.